I don't want to get this though.
Dude, pick it up. It's cheap. And it's the Gem Sniper 2 inner frame. So if you already have a Master Grade Gem Sniper 2, it's really customizable. You can swap
it's super the parts cheap. Easy.
And it's super cheap.
$39.
What is going on, people? Back with another episode. This is the Undergated Podcast presented to you by the Undergated Network. I am Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I got the fellas with me, CD, Chloe's dad, and Austin, also known as Gunpla Tesseract, X Tesseract. If you're looking for him on Instagram, I'm going to say YouTube, Instagram. We come together every week to bring you the brand new episode of the Undergated Podcast where we talk about Gunpla, sports, Gundams, live action, whatever the case may be, whatever's on our mind. So we appreciate everybody who tunes in every week on Spotify. We appreciate y'all as well. Last week, we had an in-depth conversation about some non-UC titles, and we ranked them S-tier, A-tier, B-tier. And if you missed last week's episode, this is what you missed. Oh, the regular one, season one.
Season one?
B.
B, right?
Yeah, B-tier. I enjoy it.
And so we could probably agree that season two is probably C.
You know what? I like the character dynamics in season two a little bit more, but I like the fight scenes and overall idea in season one a little bit better. Themes in season one, so yeah.
And that was last week's episode. So I know a lot of people gave C ranking. The one person gave a C ranking to Endless Waltz. Not a lot of people, one person, which is blasphemy. I think that's Gundam blasphemy at that point. Like, it's Gundam blasphemy. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but we all know actual objective facts that that's blasphemy.
We're not going to say anything.
Nonetheless, boys, before we get started, of course, as always, the greetings. How has your week been? Austin, how's your week been, man?
Better than the last two. So progressively every day is getting better. So that's good. It's trending upward, which makes the small pessimistic side of me being like, okay, where's this roller coaster gonna start going back down again? We're looking, we know we're coming up, but not right now things seem to be going pretty well. And you know what, if it does go down, I've already accepted it, and I'm just gonna put my hands in the air and be like, woo, we're all going down together, yay. Let it all burn. But week's been all right. How about you, CD?
Not too bad, man. I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Oh, yeah.
I just put some gloves on. That's for a reason. I'll show you guys later. But happy Father's Day. It was a blast. Got some homemade breakfast. And we went out and did some bowling the night before. Had some real family time, which was fun.
There you go. Happy Father's Day. I forgot about that. Happy Father's Day to my father, if you're watching.
Thanks, man. Mine was pretty chill. We went and got sushi. Kids, cards, flowers, whole nine. So can't complain. Week, by the time this airs, I'll be on a little 5-day vacation, so I'm not going to complain about that as well.
Living your best life, right?
trying to knock out these kits, getting ready for that Plomo contest. Not concert, but contest.
It's that, man, I'm getting stoked for that shit.
Right. So going to knock out a few. I'm gonna try to knock out one Dio, and I don't know, at least a high grade silver bullet. I have the Zeta cut up pretty much, taking me forever and a day to cut this damn thing, but we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that when we get to the what's cooking. People out there, let us know how's y'all week been. Hopefully everybody's doing good. Mental health check is good, great. You know, keep it pushing, keep on trucking. Somebody sees y'all. Don't worry about it. Who sees you? Just know that somebody sees you. Keep on moving, people. Keep on moving. Next up, we have building and breaking down that backlog. What new items we added to our backlog that kind of getting kind of extensive. I mean, I feel like if pull out one kit, two kits follows like Hydra. You know, you cut off one head, two heads every time. But me, I got a few things in the mail. If you checked out last episode of Coop's Corner, a couple of new figures. I did get the Kaiju number 8 figure that I've been taking pictures and posting on Instagram. So this is the Kaiju number 8 SH Fig Arts.
Looking dope as hell.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And if you haven't watched the newest episode,
What'd you say it was 11 out of 10?
11 out of 10. Only, and this is not a spoiler. It is a spoiler, but it's not a spoiler. The damn title of the episode gives it away. It's like, come on, man.
Like, what's the title?
Secret Reveal.
Oh.
That you can't get past that unless you click play with your eyes closed.
Episode 5 of Scooby-Doo, it's the butler.
Exactly.
Literally.
My fault if that made that noise. And I was able to pick up from did a trade with BX Gundam on Instagram. I traded him an Atlas high grade. He's already painted it up, look good, for the Alex NT1 figure from Robot Spirits. It's pretty much an even swap. Yeah, I know I've been getting into this line just so I don't have to worry about scuffing up paint, messing up kits.
Take is for you to knock it over.
Yeah, all it's going to take is for me to knock it over after a nice paint job, and I'll be hot. So I'm getting close to the point, man. Anything painted is going to be for competition.
No more painting for fun?
No, I want paint. Once I get really established, I want paint for fun to where I could kind of have like how I want my shit to look. But until then, if it's being painted, it's going to a competition. Some way or form. But and shout out to the homie Joe at Hobbytown. He frequents the pod as well. He was able to throw me the spare one of his Salamis, the X model of Salamis and the Magellan, the Federation carriers. One out of 1700 scale. One over 1700. I think it's the Salamis. Yeah. I don't know which one. He didn't do the green one. And just so for people that might be watching on Instagram, I mean on YouTube, this is the kind of size in comparison. I have a pretty small hand, so it is not that big of a kit, but it does come with two cruisers, battle cruisers. So he just needed like a little piece that's not really like that much of a issue. So I was like, all right, cool. And it's
I wish they made them in scale to Gundams.
In scale to Gundams though? That'd be why. Not 144 scale.
Yeah.
That'd be almost
100.
No, Austin.
No, wait a minute. If you're gonna go 144, you might as well go 1/100.
They made a destroy Gundam.
If you're gonna be like, let's do 144.
Of it. Yeah.
If this is one out of 1700, one over 1700, mm-hmm. a 144 scale would be massive.
Enormous.
Yeah. That would be bigger than the Neo Zeon.
Like the catapult deck they did, make that for 144 scale. Like that's, I don't need a whole one, but like give me a good sized portion for a picture.
Dude, the Archangel like bridge is 144th with that catapult deck is 144th. Yeah. Just finish the ship.
Right.
That's all they have to do. You can sell it in parts.
In comparison, if y'all could see it.
Those are gems
that come with it.
For those watching, it's smaller than a dime. If you have a dime in your hand, the gem is about like almost the height of the
gem.
Dime.
The gem is probably the size of a pilot, right? That's a pilot figure that comes with
a 1/100 scale.
144.
They look a little smaller.
Oh. Dude, man, yeah, it's smaller. Man. Oh my god, it looks. Can you imagine painting those?
I don't.
Night.
Right. You don't have to use one of these things. I got this with the little goggles. That's how I be hand painting.
Look at these little baby turrets for them that go around the side of the
They didn't give me any balls like the regular balls. That would have been tiny. Those would have been like accidentally swallowed. like you're breathing. You're just breathing in. Oh, wait. Pause. Whoa. Pause. We were on the edge.
We
yeah, we're a team. We're a team.
Hey, yo.
We're a team. I'm not going to be the only one here holding the balls, bro.
That's on you, big dog.
No, boss. We're a team. We're a team.
Nah, but I might paint that up and I don't know, maybe for future Dio down the road. I don't know. But it's dope to have. But that's all I've gotten in recently. What about you, CD?
Man, short week. Not short week, but I didn't really grab much. I got some more bottles for some paints I'm going to be thinning out later. And then I did want to give a shout out to Gunpla Skyfire. I ran into him at the IPMS show up here, and he liked our project so much, and he's a fan of the pod, and he sent us something special. So I wanted to show these off. They're reflectable cards.
They're lenticular cards.
Yeah, so as you can see, you have Austin's here with the 01. Mine with the unit 2 right here.
Hey! And then
Coops with the unit 3. So,
is dope.
I thought that was dope of him to send that to us. So shout out to you, Gunpla Skyfire. These will get to you guys when I see you in person. So don't think you're going to know anytime soon. But it was really dope for him to do this for us.
Yeah, I need that dimension so we get a frame.
Yeah, right. Like this is sick.
That is cool. That is the coolest thing. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That's our work.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Gundam Skyfire, man. Thanks, bro. Yeah. Those are sick. I mean, I know those are pretty hard to make, too. Particularly your pictures.
You're just like, hey, yo, something's out your door. And I was like, all right, man. And I seen it, and I was like, oh, damn. Like, this is legit. So, But, yeah, other than that, that's all I got.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't get much either. I you guys know I'm working on the 30-minute mission sister. I forgot her name, and not the evil variant. And I just picked up the option part set that went with the other evil variant that came out. Because I needed the scythe and a few other pieces from it to complete the custom. So the picture's already up on Instagram, but you guys will see the extra parts to be able to spot it. The only problem is now is that I'm looking for this girl kit and I can't seem to find her. This is just the weapon set, so but that's all right. I mean, I think I found her.
You would have had that girl kit.
Undergated.
I was going to buy it. I was literally on the way, and some dude came into Hobbytown USA and bought $500 worth of 30-minute Mission Sister stuff. Just 30-minute Mission Sister stuff.
Is that all of it? Do you guys have
all of it? It was all of it. He cleaned the plate. He only left two faceplates, and that's because they were duplicates of each other. I'm thinking that's all he left.
Damn, I was going to resell it or something. Jesus.
I thought he must have been a seller, but they were telling me like, nah, he does that sometimes. He just comes in, builds all of it. And then I was like, well, what is he building? Is he building a real woman?
Yeah. I feel like we came across everybody who's done girl kits.
It must be an outsider, somebody who just doesn't. Yeah, especially if he only comes by every now and then and spends $400, $500. I don't even know if we want to meet that dude.
I'm scared.
Yeah, right. He's like, do you want to come over and see my collection? Like, nah, I'm good. I'm pretty sure you got everything that's ever existed.
You sure?
Yeah.
And get you.
Yeah. Why are you breathing? Why does your breath smell like birdseed?
Breathing hella hard.
Well, that's what's up, man. You got anything else? And that was it? Just the option set?
That was it. I was actually planning on going to get these sanding sticks because all my sanding sticks are dead. And I literally left with a girl kit, and I walked away, drove away. I was like, oh, darn it. I got nothing to sand this with.
Damn. Well, let us know in the comments if y'all picked up anything new, added to that backlog, pulled anything out of the backlog. If you pulled anything out of the backlog, that means you're about to work on it, which would be a great topic to talk about when we talk about what's cooking.
Oh, what, man, look at that. The perfect timing.
Perfect segue. That's what they call it, man. It's a progressive kit. So what's the progress? Work in progress of some kits, photos, figures, anime, books, movies. I'm caught up on, obviously, Kaiju number 8. I'm still doing the suicide binge.
Sick,
man. I started a little early. I don't start on Saturday. I start on Friday. I have it playing in the background when I'm working.
And then you've probably seen episode 1 like 50 times by now, huh?
Yeah, probably. I wish they could see how many times. Like, who is this guy over here in the East End of Virginia? You know, like, where is he? It peaks. Kaiju number 8 stream peaks right around Friday every time.
clearly there must be a glitch because it just says here he's marathoning it each time.
Yeah.
Clear weirdo. That's it for anime. I haven't watched it's been a while since I watched No Ippo, so I'm gonna obviously watch it during this break. And what I was thinking about working on, like I said, I got one kind of dial to finish and the Silver Bullet, but I'm also working on the Zeta 2.0. And this ain't even all of it, right? Like, this is, if y'all can see on YouTube, on Insta, I mean, on Instagram, Spotify, it's almost a container. Piece. And it's a lot. I hope I ain't lose no peace.
Don't worry.
Happens.
It happens.
It's not a good deal if I don't lose a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, don't worry, I have another one you can use, but actually I don't.
No, but this is going to be pretty fun. I got almost, I think, all the paint that I need for it. Obviously doing the same color scheme. I was thinking about maybe changing the blue up to navy blue or insignia blue. We'll see. All right, I have insignia white, insignia blue, insignia red, and navy blue. So maybe I just do insignia colors. But other than that, anime, movies, same old movies watched. Been on this, like I said, Denzel kick. I've been watching just a few more Denzel movies, and that's about it. What's the score looking like? I know the game won.
Boston's up. I don't know about how much. I think last time I checked it was 10.
And if Boston wins this, it's
lights out
series. It's over. Gotcha.
It's over.
That's why they won it last time. They lost on purpose to win at home. I'm convinced that's why people would do that.
A lot of people were saying that. They said that they lost on purpose so that they could, because it was a blowout, right?
It was a blowout. But you bring it back. You bring it back into Boston and let's celebrate with the fans. Yeah.
Gotcha.
They said it was, people were wearing ski goggles for the game, so they said once they seen that, they're like, we don't want to celebrate here in Dallas. Let's go back and celebrate in Boston. So, I mean, I would. At your home floor?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Take a night off, but you got to secure it if you're going
to
do that.
Don't fuck around and lose this one, because it goes right back to Dallas.
You want to, yeah, exactly. That's all I've been working on, fellas. That's all I've been working on. CD, what you been working on?
Oh, man. So I did pull something out the backlog. I told myself I was just going to take a break. I was like, you know, I can take a break and nip at the same time. So I was just wanting to pull something out that I haven't, you know, just something random. So I pulled out the Goof Crimson Custom from Build Breaker, which is just a Goof Custom recolored. And I actually already put it together.
It's a really good high grade.
Really good. And what's nice about these, it has updated joints because they're supposed to like be able to combine with the other ones in its mix, and it comes with a closed fist too as well. So none of this Lego hand shit here. So really quick build, but came together really nice. I told myself, you know, breaks, let's take a break, but I still might paint this. I think a break is, I don't know what a break is at this point. I just
I'm telling y'all, for mental health reasons, everybody be slowing down, taking these breaks. Don't get this.
This is a break. This is a break. This was a break. This was fun.
Well, yeah, compared to what you've been building, sure.
So speaking of what I've been building, the pictures are up on Instagram. It's pretty much done. I just needed to finish two more pieces, which is why I'm wearing the gloves since these are super glossy. I finished these giant binders, which go on the shoulders. These are now done. This was about 40 pieces, which is nice.
You said 40.
Yeah, per wing.
So 80 pieces or 20?
2020.
Even still.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of pieces.
And what's nice, I barely had to glue anything. So that was
really, they're all snap fit.
Yes. Just these pieces right here, I had to glue down. Everything else, I mean, it felt like a snap fit. So, there's about only four different types of paint on here. This is just a couple different glosses with that Mr. Crystal color over each other, so this kind of looks like a pearl to me. I thought that was pretty dope. Like,
color is that?
So that's
titanium white.
So it's silver. No, it's black, and then Mr. Crystal color purple, which made it like a metallic purple. And I put the crystal gold over the top of it. So you have that color. And then the color under is the ruby red over black. And then this is pearl, Mr. Crystal pearl gold over white. So a whole bunch of different, with a high, whole bunch of high gloss, make it all shiny. And then I hand painted the inside of the wings, which took a bit. So it's officially done, ready for Vulcan's trip. I might post maybe one or two more pictures of it, and then plan to break it down and put it in a box because that shit's too flimsy to do anything else with it. You guys will see it down there. It's, it was fun. Now that I'm done,
never again.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I might do another one. I'm probably gonna do another one. Not the smaller one though. The master grade, like the 100 scale, was way better. I tried to do the smaller one, and that was just too many pieces and too small, and too much balancing pieces together and trying to glue pieces on, and
real grade syndrome.
Yeah,
bro. It's a crap ton of small tiny pieces.
It was terrible. So that's it though. We'll see if I paint this anytime soon, which I probably will, but I don't know what colors. And then I'm just chilling until we get down to the expo.
Flip the colors.
Flip it.
Flip it.
Black and red.
Do all damn near all gunmetal.
On this?
Well, on that. And do the, and what's gunmetal now, make it red.
That's the Terminator.
That's some crazy shit. I haven't never seen
an iron blooded.
Yeah, iron blooded on the ass. Iron blooded orphan for real.
Hey yo, I'm on it. I heard you.
What you been working on, Austin?
So as many people know, I did have that post and that poll. So people chose the 30-minute mission near Vera. I can never remember her name. It's Neverlia. This one, and the 30-minute mission, and man, I actually kind of had a blast building this. I forgot how fun these little 30-minute mission kits are, and it also super helped that I already owned all the expansion parts for her when I got her. So what you're looking at right now is like five different 30-minute mission kits. The middle body with the chest and the torso and like the belly, all that is from a different kit, while the wardrobe is from a kit that uses the same layout but in a different arrangement. All the wings and the tail are from the expansion set that I showed you guys that I purchased, including the scythe. The armor on the legs are from her, but the purple armor is from a different expansion set that came out originally with the 30-minute sisters kit. The hair is from a different version of her kit, and the side things on her ears actually turn into horns. I just don't have the horns installed right now because I'm painting those, and those are from the other expansion set. Jesus. So, and inside they rearranged the joints here. So her collar that's right there on her neck is from one of the expansion sets too, but they rearranged the joints.
And you keeping so his company, the original kit. You and the other guy keeping his company afloat.
Yeah,
let's keep making these kits.
I'm pretty sure I'm the sole reason, me and that guy are the sole reason that they are still in business in the U.S.
Right? They go right next door and go, wait a minute, is that the same spot where that guy is watching all those Kadri number eights?
Like, what's happening over there?
What's going on in Virginia, huh?
Yeah, in that one little spot on an island? Is that all they have, 30-minute mission kits and Kadri number eight? Is that all what they are?
Yeah,
But I took a picture and it's on Instagram. You guys can see the stack of boxes of stuff that I took from different kits, all equal up to her. So this is what I'm working on. And actually, it's funny. I just now finished washing all of the pieces and breaking them all apart. So they are now ready to go get primed probably later on, either tonight if I have enough time, if not tomorrow. And once it's primed and up there, then the colors are going to be... it's gonna be easy. This is like a succubus dragon, so we're going neon pink or Lefrif pink from Witch of Mercury, and going purple. We're essentially, what you're looking at is what you're gonna get close to that, but it's gonna be a little bit uniqueness dipped in there, especially with the hair. But that's what I'm working on. So that's about it.
Nice break from Gundam.
Yeah, actually, this was really fun. I forgot how fun these things are, and it's a true test of knowing how to get rid of nubs and how to cut, because this plastic on it is so soft that if you don't cut the nub correctly, you make a dent, and you can make a dent in the skin, and that's not coming out. So then you have to either use the plaw plate. What's it called? The plaw fixative, or that clay.
Putty.
Let it dry and then sand it over to cover it. Getting rid of seam lines. It can be simple if you want it to be simple. It can be complex if you want it to be complex. And it lets you be what you want it to be. And getting rid of seam lines and getting rid of mold lines and getting rid of the nubs is the toughest thing on these things. But when you do it, they look pretty clean.
I'm good at that now.
What?
I'm good at all of it now. All of it.
All of it. Good. It depends. If you want it to look like I guess if you want it to look the best, you're gonna need all those skills. If you just want to snap it together, you can.
I've mastered sanding. I'm like you, I have no sanding stuff left because I've sanded so much.
Dude, I'm out. I'm literally these are the sponges that have sacrificed themselves for this kit. It is
I have sponges everywhere laid around.
But we're almost there, buddy. Don't worry. We're about to go buy some more sanding sticks. Unless that dude comes in and buys $500 worth of sanding equipment right from my nose.
There you go.
I needed them for all my 30-minute mission kit girls I bought.
Exactly. You understand what he means then.
I feel like I'm his spirit animal.
Next up, we have what's new, and kind of just looking at it from Gunpla Nerd's Instagram, not a whole lot recently, and kind of ironic, another great segue moment. We could kind of just bounce around, right? We got
Mitchell
Sisters.
Perfect timing, by the way.
Looking for him.
That stomach right there, that skin stomach. So when they release these, they release them in pairs. They release the one version and then an opposite version. So right now they release the devil version, and that's the angel version. But if you look at the stomach design there, that light purple right there in the stomach is where her skin is. And I was looking for that so I can have an exposed skin top because I want to give her a tattoo. I was like, well, there's no kid out there. And then Bandai decides to release this right now. I'm like, come on, man. Tattoo?
Is that a water slide?
I found some tattoos that are going to be like the 30-minute mission build symbol, but they're tiny. So I want to put like one right there, like as if she got a tattoo of 30-minute missions. That way everybody knows that she was built in 30 minutes, I guess. I don't know. whatever that comes with.
You have to buy two of these down, huh?
No, I'm done.
They're going to come. I mean, if you want this.
I want the wings.
That's it?
Yeah. I want the wings. I don't want the forearms because building these forearms were a nightmare. But they keep popping out. But yeah, that stomach and the wings. That sounds weird.
Yeah,
I want stomach and wings. You know what? No, it's not weird. Gunpla's freedom. I can go up to random people and say this in the street and not be judged.
Go ahead and see what happened to you.
I want your stomach and wings. I mean, no, I want stomach and wings. Okay, sir, that didn't make it more clear.
Yeah. Arrest them now, please.
Yeah. This is bus stop, sir.
We got the third party for the Epion to make it the...
You called it too.
You called it.
Yeah, it's like
you called it.
Yeah, I mean we kind of seen it coming down the road, right? Like it's like we eventually P Bandai got the last of us at this point. Yeah. I think the only thing I haven't seen done from Master Grade P Bandai is, and I could be wrong, is a Master Grade third party for the Flugel. I seen it. I think it was done for the real grade, right? Or they dropped the angel wings for the real grade.
I think so. Yeah, for the real grade. Yeah, not for the master.
But for the master grade, I haven't seen a third party company do it for the Flugel yet. So,
Yeah, you're right.
It's now that you said it, we'll see in like 6 months from now or some shit.
Yeah. Now that this came out, this is gonna up the roof on that RG Epion. This is going to make the RG Epion look crazy on a shelf. Are we talking about shelf presence? This is going to make it look nuts.
And so this is essentially just a carbon copy of the 1/100.
Yeah.
P Bandai kit. Wow. And do you get a longer sword? Is that the sword that comes with it?
That's a longer one.
That's a longer one?
Beam, yeah.
Dang. And you get a longer sword. There we go. That's worth it. How much is it?
think it's $24.
Oh,
38 Chinese yuan. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's already up. Yeah, I think I've seen it somewhere for 24. I think USA has it for 24.
It's already in the shopping cart, Cooper.
Yep.
There you go.
Damn
there
right.
There you go. Damn right. That beam saber is dope. That long ass beam saber is dope.
And that's a third party pack for the sword impulse too.
Mm. This is third party pack for the sword impulse. Yeah,
it's third party pack for the sword impulse
for the RG or 1/100.
RG, which is crazy because I was like, damn, I wanted to take mine off the because I have another impulse destiny. I have two impulse destinies. Like, I could take the backpack off one. So I wanted that part to make another sword strike. And I was like, wait, this is coming out. I don't even need to butcher it.
Bro, and it comes with the connection pieces to attach it to all the other 144 scale kits that do the dual peg in the back.
Yeah,
look at this, dude. The Dari blade looks actually sick with it too.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not. I mean, maybe it's the blue on the weapon. If it was red,
I honestly was about to say that. I think that blue is ugly. But if you paint it, I bet it would look pretty good. That's the ugly blue. It looks cheap too. But I bet if you paint it, it would look dope.
Just gas.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it looks dope.
Third party. As always.
But did y'all expect anything different?
Yes. I expected it to transform and move and make me pancakes.
This is another one, huh? This is for the Destiny Impulse? Or is it the same one we were just looking at? Were we just looking at this?
Destiny Impulse Silhouette Pack. Yeah.
Which is its own P Bandai.
Yeah. So you get that with the Destiny now. Jeez. And you get the horse from G Gundam?
Which is this, literally.
I don't know if this horse is from G Gundam, but you could say it is.
Third party once again. Bro.
Now that's dope. If you get the Dark Black Knight set and you can put the black horse with it, that's sick. That's kind of sick.
You imagine painting it all red and have Char on the white horse.
Now it makes sense why it has a cape.
True. True.
But you could get the whole squad and paint the whole... They go your Power Ranger motorcycle, just paint them all the color. Green horse, red horse.
That's Power Rangers Mystic with the capes.
Mystic Force.
Yeah, that's that shit. That was the end of my Power Ranger career right there. I said, these things got capes.
Star Internal model kit. That's a lot going on.
That's a lot.
Mm. Pass. That's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, bro. I don't even know what that was. Dude, it was a must.
Tell what's happening. Good Lord. Ooh.
What are they doing with this guy, man?
This is classic. This is classic. I bet
this is all the P-Bandai Tamashii Robot Damashi Zaku Tank Sand Sheet.
I kind of think it's cute.
The cannons, man.
The crotch cannons.
It has to stop. Somebody designed this and laughed their ass off and said, we're going to put it in the show for real. God.
Damn. So you said you wanted this to be intimidating? Yeah, intimidating. Oh. Oh, no.
Right. Exactly, Ashley. Exactly. Shit won't go and work. But we talked about this, the figurized kit. The pre-orders went up for this. This is for the Kikuro Shinonuma.
Oh, wow. You get a ton of faceplates.
You don't get, so far in the SH Figure Arts, it does not come with the mask. I need the mask on all of them. I need
the mask. You don't think it's going to come with the mask?
I pre-ordered it. It didn't have a picture with the mask. It didn't have the picture with the mask or gun. And the purpose of the ass shot is kind of wild. Yo. Why would...
They're showing you the back armor on the spine.
Oh, yeah. They're showing you the back armor on the spine. Yeah, and the lock.
It just happened to have the whole ass in there.
But she didn't. She even in the anime, she doesn't really have a butt. So they're probably saying, look, we added it.
God dog, man. Pistol.
That gun looks dope.
Yeah, the detail on that shit.
Yeah.
I might have to pick this one up if it doesn't come with the mask, since the SH figures don't come with the mask.
And the axe looks dope too.
So you're saying this is gonna be like an expansion pack? So some extra shit in like a mask?
Mm-hmm. And the mask looks like it might be, is the mask wraparound or is it molded in? It looks like it's wraparound.
It could be wraparound. I wouldn't be surprised.
I would like it not to be. I would prefer it to be molded in so that way it doesn't move. But no, wraparound would be dope too because you can like have it off and just resting on her neck. Drop I guess she's talking. Yeah, drop down.
And I'm reading a side story right now. And they talk about what she did to get this, the axe. Because in an anime, you just see him like, oh, here's your axe. But they got the backstory. They tell you how she got it. Man, oh, man.
And he calls us extremists.
Hey, I've also...
No, right? He's reading manga expansion series to his favorite anime?
Hey, look, I'll tell you this. I'm, right now, it might get that anime of the year, Jack. I'm telling you, man.
I won't be surprised. You watching the Crunchyroll Anime Awards? Yeah, you right after that, you're going to the Hatsune Miku concert, holding your little glow sticks. I can see it.
There Kugo, you go.
A 1,000 burner accounts just to get that vote to be a.
Why is there so many votes coming from this one island where there's kaiju number again, eight?
Let me guess. Is an island in Virginia? Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they had. They going to act too. And I'm just waiting for them to announce the video game.
Which they did. Drop,
they did.
Yeah.
I'm copying it for the Switch. If it comes out for the Switch, I'm copying it for the Switch. I don't know. And probably the P5 too. If they did, let me know.
Are you guys getting No, never mind. That game, I think the new Dragon Ball game.
Oh, that's an absolute. Both for the Switch and for the P5.
You see the prices?
I don't give a damn.
How much is the price?
Like 70?
That's the regular. So there's three versions, but the far end is like 290 or something.
Whoa.
That's what the collector's edition though with the statue.
Kaiju number 8, the game announced for mobile and PC.
So
you know who's got a good game is actually Solo Leveling has a really good PC phone game.
I believe it. The whole structure of the show is kind of like a game. But
exactly.
Back to the 270 thing. 270 for that new Dragon Ball game?
Yeah, but the collector's edition is really nice.
What do you get with it?
Well, let's take a peep in there. That kind of goes into our main topic. Chill for a bit. We'll sit down and talk Gunpla, Gundam, and more.
And more.
Exactly. So this one fits the more category.
Unfortunately, this like shows out like one of just like a concerning trend now with gaming where they're trying to sell games at like $100, $120, $130 excess. I mean, $70 is already high, but dude, $130 for almost nothing but a steelbook. And like sometimes art book, I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that. Well, I look at it like this too. You get nowadays games are like you said, they're already $70, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for $130 to get all of that, wouldn't it be bad? Let me see.
I don't know, man. I still feel like that's a. I don't know. It's kind of unnecessary sometimes, but I don't know
to begin with. Is...
Yeah. I mean, I don't knock people who buy it though. People truly do love it. Hey, man, have at it. It's your money. You just
zoom in on it.
And oh, that's the statue. Oh, it's a Broly versus Kakarot statue.
Yeah,
in so Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct.
229.
229. That's not bad though. You get
go ahead
pre-order bonus, early unlock plus playable characters, all three versions of Gogeta. From the movie and all three versions of Broly from the movie. Ultimate upgrade pack, ultimate edition bonus. You get the season's pass with Dragon Ball Super superheroes and Dragon Ball Dynamo characters. Season's pass again bonus. Three exclusive playable cards. The game, metallic book double-sided bookmarks in the steelbook.
That's a lot of stuff. But you know what? A lot of that stuff is digital stuff though. I was just expecting more physical. Like,
are you copying this scoop?
Not the collector's edition. I'm out of the collector's zone now.
Also, that statue's not detailed enough. I'm sorry.
Nah.
Yeah.
And it used to be CEO for my boy Court. Collector's edition only. Right. That's what it used to be called. Collector's edition only. CEOs.
Jesus.
But I'll be all right, whatever the middle tier is. Whatever the middle tier. Give me everything but the
109.
I'll get the 109. I'll get the 109. But this, this is about to take over. This is it. There was like, I was watching a video I posted on my story, how you can change, they kind of sprinkled in some Xenoverse stuff. So you, like, there's a scene where you could go through like every, like eight playable characters, stories, their like main points, and change it. So it was like, send Goku to alone to go fight Raditz. I think he's with Krillin though, but he doesn't go with anybody. And Krillin dies and he goes Super Saiyan when he fights Raditz. So you can alter the story from that point.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I don't think I've played a DBZ game since Budokai 3, but I was thinking about getting back into it when this came out for sure. Well,
this is the game to get back into. This is the game to get back
into. What was the one that was like kind of like, we couldn't, you know, the camera didn't change and shit.
DBZ Fighters.
Yeah.
That was okay. That was okay. I'm not a big fighting game type of guy, so.
Yeah, that's what that was. It was literally like, I used to watch the tournaments. I'm like, bro, this shit. I played a dude who was ranked, and I got one hit, and that was it. No, he was combo, bringing somebody else in. I just put my controller down. Like,
all right. That's all you can do, Jack.
Hey, man, you had to be born in the trenches with Marvel versus Capcom 2. if you ain't born in the trenches with that, trust me, those games, man, they get out of hand real quick.
Yeah, I learned my lesson with the Hulk. With the Hulk on Marvel versus Capcom 2, throw you in the air. Put down, meteor come out from the sky, drop you, throw you back in the air, meteor come back in the sky.
Hey, man, my dream team, Storm, Wolverine, Mega Man. I got Storm for distance, Wolverine if you try to get up close and make a mistake, and Mega Man to keep you at mid-range.
There you go. That was my crew.
We're getting washed. I put that shit down.
But no, this is definitely going to be a cop for sure. Doesn't look like it's coming out for the Switch, though, which... Game like this, it will probably come out for the Switch later on down the line. But these, I always feel like a Dragon Ball Z game, and I want to get back into playing my Switch because it's like, it seems ideal. But sometimes I just don't want to take over the whole TV and
just play it handheld.
Yeah, just play it handheld, like if you're laying in bed and stuff like that. The whole purpose of it. But
hey, man, Steam Deck.
Yeah, Steam Deck. My boy was talking about, we were talking about that before, but I don't know. Let us know in the comments if y'all, we could run like an undergated tournament with this shit. Whoever cop it. That would be crazy.
I need someone to cop it so I can share that on the Xbox. I remember we used to do that shit all the time.
We'll be trying to do commentary.
They didn't shut that down, Jack. Bro, you can't share games no more like that.
That shit was the clutch.
Right? If I buy a game, just log in on Austin's place?
Come on. See, that's a guitar. Yeah. I ain't been on a game in years. Last game I got in my Xbox right now, I open it, is 2K19.
Dang, bro. And you know what? With the size of game downloads, man, it won't even matter. Like, the new Call of Duty 6 was at one point, like, rumored to be 300 gigs, right? But then they turned out that was just because it was like the portal to get like Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 1 on it. But they were like, well, how many gigs is the like the one single game? Oh, it's like still 180 or something. I was like, so two Blu-ray discs? It would be two Blu-ray discs?
First time I seen something like that was Red Dead Redemption 2. When that shit came out for the 4, and it was an installation disc. Like, like an installation disc?
Just imagine what GTA 6 about to be. That shit gonna be
GTA 6 is going to be nuts.
Is it that... It's gonna have to come with its own external hard drive. Collector's edition of hard drive.
Yeah.
You heard what their plan was, right? What Rockstar's main goal with GTA 6? Every single building.
Oh yeah.
Enterable. You can enter every single building.
The fact that GTA is damn near like you can do that now, which is wild. GTA.
And I think they're supposed to like be able. You're supposed to be able to get to every city. From all Grand Theft Autos, from what I've heard, like
they might have a DLC.
Vice City, and then, like you can take a plane to get to Vice City, take a plane or to get to Liberty, San Andreas, all Liberty of City it. Story. Well, in general, Liberty City, all of it, all of
that. That would be insane, dude. That's
pulling up the Vice Cities for sure first.
Facts.
Requirements on the box: 3,000 gigabytes of external hard drive,
4 terabytes.
4 terabytes. The 3,000 gigs are just for the cars.
Yeah, literally.
This my boy is still playing that online to today.
To this GTA, day.
Dude, GTA 5, not only did it break the record for, I believe, the most money gained for any media of anything ever released. So it's more earned more money than Star Wars, than almost anything ever made. It also was in the top 10 for video games. It was only released from top 10, I think, last year. And the game's almost 10 years old. And it's one of the only games that was the most successful game between three console generations. It came out on the PS3.
It came out on the PS3.
Yes. Now it's on the PS5.
Freshman year of college, 2013, me and my roommate went to GameStop. First in line to get that shit, and we tried to stay up the whole day and beat it.
I nearly got into a car accident getting it.
That's when you dropped and it came out. It was like, oh, no online play just yet.
Yeah,
you had to wait like 2 months for the online play, and I was like, what?
That's
one game everybody can remember. Like, if they got it, they remember like the story of getting it.
Yeah,
dude, that's why 6 is gonna be insane.
So you talk about PlayStation 8, only see Grand Theft Auto 7.
Bro, PlayStation 8
grandfather coop.
It's gonna see GTA 7.
Dog. Everyone's got the Apple Vision Pros on their head playing. Yeah. They're like, Grandpa used to play crazy with your hands. Like
the Apple Vision Pro died quick, dog. That shit was so hype, and then
that new update just dropped for it. And really? Let me tell you, it looks deader than usual. No. It just added stuff that should have been there in the beginning. Like, everyone was like, you probably should have just let these features out when you made it, when you released it. And Apple's like, it's here now.
It was like a super big craze. Now I don't see anyone with it now.
I almost wanted to get like a we was talking about that at the other day, Hobby Town. I wanted to get it. What is it? Is it an Oculus or is it Meta? Which one is it? Is it sort of the same thing?
Meta is the Facebook one. Oculus is their own separate company.
Yep, I got an Oculus.
Mm-hmm. Which one's going to have the Gundam movie on it? They both are, right?
I think they both should be fine.
What is it, Silver Phantom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Patiently waiting. Chloe was just playing on the Oculus earlier, playing Beat Saber. If you want to work out, Beat Saber is that, bro.
Have you ever recorded someone playing it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's some of the funniest things.
That shit looks wild. Cause I'm trying to step. You be stepping to the beat too.
I want to get a VR again. I really do.
Oh, you know, I used to have the Samsung VR, the one that came with the phone, because I bought a Samsung Galaxy 8. I think it was S7 Edge, and it used to have the Samsung VR. And I put it in there, and I was at an airport one time watching Netflix with it on. And people were
did you like put your phone in there?
Yeah, you put your phone in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would do it match. And I was like, oh, this is awesome.
It looked good though.
I never did it with the phone. It actually looked good because the pixel density on the phone is so tight that you actually don't see too much distortion. But the only problem is the heat. So you take that off, man, you got sweat dripping down your face getting on your flight.
Hey, I'm ready to go. Who are you watching in there? You know, that's what I asked.
Right?
What you got playing in there, man?
Yeah.
Where's Goblin Slayer episode 1 on repeat?
I'm asking a lot of questions.
Now, I had the PlayStation 1 when it first came out. It was okay. I feel like what PlayStation have, like, they could have really controlled the VR since they kind of like established it first, kind of like a really good one. What killed them is the fact that they have wired. They're wired, man. Y'all don't give a damn how long that wire is. The fact that it's wired is what killed it. And I think that's what makes the Oculus and then the Meta so good, because it's wireless.
I've been seeing people playing on like YouTube. They'll have the whole suit and have the floor that you can run on, and they'll be playing like scary games, and like you can, it should be wild. I'd be like too freaked out. People peeking around the corner running from, but you're all running in place, which looks dope as hell.
Yeah, but like the one dude who was playing Among Us in VR. And just like the most unnecessary like kit, he had the whole like treadmill kit or soft running treadmill kit, and
Chloe plays Roblox with it.
See, there we go. I bet that would be fun though, man. Like, and I don't know if you guys ever noticed this, but like for me, for game immersion, I just like to see people who build rigs, because I used to be in flight simulators, so I used to build rigs myself. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's this dude who built a tank rig. and it takes three people to operate. So you have a driver, a loader, and a gunner. And he has pistons on the table. So every time he hits and fires the gun, an air piston, like actual size of the cannon, pushes the whole table back. And it shoots out a shell. And you have to reload the shell. Slammed it from
that's like a real immersion. Rack.
Bro, it is the great. It was so dope. I was like, yo, this is the coolest. And I was like, I want my games to be like that. My immersions to be like
I've been
that.
Seeing the race car ones, which are sick. I'm going on vacation a couple weeks in Gundam Maker, their store down there, and they just put up, they have a racing one. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stop by there and get in that shit and see what I can do.
And like it simulates G-force by like throwing you back like that way, or if you stop it leans you forward. Oh my! I used to have a GT7 rig too, or I didn't used to. I knew somebody who had one, and I would go drive GT7 on his stuff because I was in the world tournament thing. And oh my god, so much fun! Some of the funnest stuff I've ever experienced was in that. And all we need now is a Gundam one. We have a Mech Warrior one at Dave and Buster's. We need a Gundam one.
They dropped the Zone of Enders that long time ago for the PlayStation VR.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
That was okay. I think I copped it on sale.
I feel like I've seen one in Japan of a Gundam one. Or this website. This is,
dude. Oof. There's a lot of in stock stuff that like has been in stock for a while. I don't know if anybody noticed that
in stock and ready to ship.
Yeah, they got the Barbados expansion set, another 30-minute mission kit stuff. Oh, thank you. It was two people, and I'm of course I blank on the name because I get excited. I think it was Heavy Metal Gunpla and another guy. The Master Grade Banshee Norn, that backpack set does fit on the Verkha. So if you do want to take off the parts off there and put on the Verkha, you can. They will fit.
Whose suit is this? Who the hell is Eric Mans? Oh, this is the
To Ace.
It's not the White Wolf, it's the other dude.
Eric Mansfield, and then there's the one you're supposed to send me. One you got, Coop.
Yeah, Shin Matsunaga.
Yep.
This does look, I like this color scheme. This does look cool, especially if you put that two-layer plow plate on the face, on the top of the head plate where the visor is, and you just made the visor a little bit more encapsulated to the eye to make the eye look like it's pissed off all the time. That looks great. It makes me want to go finish building my Master Grade Zaku because I only have one. I only built it halfway. I was pissed when I figured out you can't turn the torso.
Yeah.
I got that one. Pissed me off.
I'm supposed to put with the P-band, but a resin upgrade. But
yeah, that's. Well, I was thinking of the Origin high grade kits where they're so posable, but with this, with the Master Grade, they're so fixed.
Yeah, it's. I think it's probably because of the the tubing into the fucking cockpit.
Yep.
Because that cockpit just doesn't it just doesn't go with it. I mean, you could get that visor really throws it off, man.
That's what I'm saying. If you make the visor just a little bit lower and have Bandai. It pissed off, oh Bandai. Yeah,
come on now. We do
which is nice with this one, dog. It has like a lower visor on it.
Yeah. And that's what Bandai like. We're doing all these kit bash kits and battle off. You can add in another head to build for a Master Grade Zaku.
That's the first thing that everyone customizes to when they do one. Is drop the visor down.
Yeah, I get it. It's like this is obviously just a recolor classic of an old one. Like, so it's not going to be on the runner. But come on.
It makes it feel classic. But no, I'm sorry, Cooper. But no, Coop, you're right. Remember what was the real live build show? And they had that one Zaku, RG Zaku with the lower visor.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the I was saying Bandai made that too. The real great
Team Bright.
Comes
with the Team Bright visor. And Team something.
Mm-hmm. And Bandai made it. So, but I mean, I would be willing to get this. And then actually, I have what am I talking about? Not get it. I have one. Stop, Austin. You have it. I'd be willing to do the plow plate. Extra stuff on mine.
This looks dope. I know this looks, you know, General Matt, but this is the GM, Master Grade GM Command Space. This is from 83, right? Or in the pocket, one in the pocket. This is the one. This is Old Boy's suit on it. Bernie.
No, Bernie? No, no. Bernie.
Wasn't it Shih Tzu? No, Bernie's the...
Oh, no, Alphonse. I'm sorry. Alphonse the kid. Yeah. Bro, Bernie was on the Xeon side. He was operating the Zaku FZ.
Yeah.
This wasn't the show, though. It was a brief moment, and it was in a combat scene. Yeah, it was in a combat scene. Not the Cold District type. The Cold District type was the one on Earth. There was a space fight that was, like, very short. I think it was the OVA, not the film. But this was shown in it. And, these were doing okay. Now, in terms of lore, the Jim Caban space type was actually pretty good. It had extra thrusters for more maneuverability, a wider visor for better visibility, and also it was supposed to have like a better communication setup, and the beam spray gun was supposed to be more powerful. This is actually a very good suit in the lore of Gundam, but you do see a lot of them die though in animation still. See, I think you see Engage too. Really good one. Yeah.
Did they ever show the suit he was piloting? Remember he was like, yo, I ain't getting a single kill. Bernie said that he was lying, that he was an ace pilot. Like he's one, not an ace pilot, but he was one kill away from being an ace. And he was like, yo, I didn't even get a single kill. I thought they did a flashback of him in space while he was fighting.
He might have been fighting this. It might have been.
It might have been that scene. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
What was the game that came out that had this as like one of the cutscenes that's become legendary on YouTube now, where he fights like two big Zams or whatnot? Not big Zams.
Say like, damn, I ain't never seen him fight no big Zam.
Yeah. if I brought it up, you guys would know. You guys would definitely know.
I am not versed in is the games.
Oh, just the cutscenes.
Maybe even those still.
Austin, you got your split horn? Your two of them?
Hmm?
Sick man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at it. Just look at it.
Still up for pre-order.
Still up for pre-order. Didn't sell out.
Oh, heck no, it wasn't going to sell out. $70 for a high grade. What? Of course it wasn't going to sell out.
How many? We were talking about this the other day at Hobbytown. Mm-hmm. How many runners? You think that obviously this is going to be a brand new build, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many runners do you think is going to be in this where you don't need all the pieces, the traditional AOZ type of stuff?
So this is AOZ, and AOZ has that tradition of giving you very big boxes with a lot of extra runners because you only need one or two pieces off of that.
Yeah.
Bandai, and I don't expect that to change. Now, a part of me would be expecting Bandai because they're on the whole new, like, recycled eco kick, that they would actually take the time to cut out the runners you need and just throw them in a baggie and just go, boop, there you go. There's your little baggie, you AOZ, you know, goblin. But at the same time, I expect this box to be thick. I expect this to be a very thick box with a lot of extra pieces. And it doesn't come with a shield, by the way, but a lot of extra pieces. Yeah, because you need to build two heads. But not only that, you need to build a TR6. So you need to build the Woundwort. You need to build the Barzam. And you need to build some parts from the Hururu and the Primrose too. So you have four individual suits inside that suit that you have to build. So you're going to have a ton of runners.
If this wasn't 70, I would cop it. This shit does look mean. Like this pose right here.
Woo. Looks sick. And it comes with the landmines from the camper. Bro.
Ah. I kind of want to get this, though.
Do pick it up. It's cheap. And it's the Gym Sniper 2 inner frame. So if you already have a Master Grade Gym Sniper 2, it's really customizable. You can swap it's super the parts cheap. Easy. And it's super cheap.
$39.
So that's $50 at the most if for people living in places that don't have really good shipping and handling.
And there's no high grade of this?
There is. Yeah, there's a high grade. It's
there is a high grade of this.
That shit might be $9.99 type of, bro.
Yeah, when the picture's on the side of the box.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when
it's like the Alex type box art. The old ass.
Dude, like the legs on the high grade are split right down the middle. Like that's how old they are. You have to, oh my gosh.
That's nasty.
When is it? This ain't selling out no time soon. So when is this going? Closes October. I'll probably pick it up.
Mm-hmm. If any of them do sell out first, I'm thinking it's either going to be that, just because how cheap it is and how non-plentiful they usually come out, but I think it's going to take like 2 weeks or 3 weeks from here to sell out.
Look at the beam shaper storage. I like that.
That's the Gym Sniper 2.
Okay. Yep. Throw a Gundam head on that. How would that look with a Gundam head?
Oh, I have it. The Stormbringer. Remember the Stormbringer? That uses the same.
Damn it, Austin.
Well, it's essentially the same. It's essentially the same, just minus with more cool stuff from the gym command. I mean, the gym, whatever, turbulence.
Let me pick that up. I don't know when. I don't know where. Well, I know where.
I kind of want that Dawaj custom too. And don't tempt me. Oh, the Ganstorm. Yeah, this looks dope.
He was like, don't tempt me.
Yeah, no, I thought you were gonna go to the other TR1 over there.
I'm sad. Like, this hasn't hit Hobby Town or nothing yet. I thought that
My Connect told me.
Yeah, my Connect told me as well. It's there. I already put one on hold, big guy.
I was like, nah, I don't need it.
Don't tempt me, Coop. No. I already own one of these, but I need to get another one.
Oh, is it Hazen Clay?
Yeah, that's the Hazen Clay. Raw too.
This is my one AOZ kit I have.
Bro, look at it. Don't tempt me.
I got it for that, for the weapons, for like the, I like that shit on there.
Bro, I have like 30 of those weapons. Really? Bro, yeah. I built this. It's one of my favorite. And you have to glue this stuff down. What you're looking at is glued down. It will not stay by itself. It will pop off everywhere. But jeez.
I'm a professional gluer now too, so I can glue it for you, Austin.
Bro. Oh yeah, you are you're a professional at everything. Yeah.
Cementer, gluer.
Can you do my taxes?
This I'm is not really, the tax guy, but I can have
this it. Is really good. You get an AOZ kit and mm-hmm. the fingers are not red.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know why they do that. I understand why for the suit. Mm-hmm. But why can't they just paint them red?
What, out the box?
Yeah, well, not out the box, in the box. Why would they display them like this?
Oh, that'd be already another whole hand part to make it red.
Yeah, and that precision painting, Bandai would charge you like $40. And look, and you can tell this is based on an old kit. Look how small the beam saber is. But also, to bring up that Bandai, do you know those 30-minute Mission Sister faceplates? To get 3 extra faceplates, do you know how much those cost? $17 for 3.
Damn.
If Bandai doesn't like pre-painting anything, those faceplates are pre-painted.
What about this cathedral?
Ugh. 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 No, thank you.
This looks terrible.
Look at look at the calves. Look at the shins. Why are they squares? They're rectangles. They look like someone like took that off of the back of a pin, like a pin cap, and just stuck some feet on this. Like, Jesus.
Is that heels type feet?
I don't know.
That's a no-go. I don't even like the gold either.
Ugh. Why did they choose that as a P-Bandai? What did they think was going to happen with success? You know what was sad is that this is someone's favorite Gundam. I know.
We always say that, too. After he docks him, get out.
Yeah.
That's just sad. Somebody's favorite Gundam.
Somebody's favorite Gundam.
Somebody's. Oh, yes. Give it to me, please. Pause.
There you go.
Dawaj. The Dawaj. Oh, my gosh. Bro, look at that venting, and it's all upgraded inner joints. It can literally do everything that new.
How is that cheaper than the Dom?
It the Dom. Oh,
it does come with both, don't it? No.
You get one or the other. You have to buy both. You know, that's a good question. Why is this cheaper than the Dom?
Come on, Bandai.
Why is this cheaper than the Dom? I guess because you don't get a beam rifle. No, the Dom comes with a beam rifle and the bazooka. Not the beam bazooka, but the regular bazooka.
This bazooka is better, too, because it has like that.
The wrapping?
Yeah, that shit's sick. I always want to put that shit on the kit, ground type especially.
Bro, 8th MS Instagram, when he painted the inside cloth of that parachute system on that. Oh, my, that Mersai.
Yeah. Ooh. That Mersai, he put his whole leg into that shit.
I'm really looking at it right now. I might have missed it. What's his name? He's bringing up for everybody to see.
Oh man.
Let me type it in. Is it 8th or 18th? MS. Here we go. It's 85th MS. So 85th underscore MS. That Mars, especially the second picture on the page. If you scroll to the back, oh my god.
Yeah, Curtis, shout out Curtis Corner. We talking about this one?
Yes.
Dude, look at that thing.
Y'all make sure y'all check out 85th underscore MS on Instagram. We haven't done a creator's corner in a while. This is a good one right here, fellas.
Dude's from the Netherlands, too.
No, go back to that picture and click through it.
Yeah, click through it, bro.
To the end.
Bro. Yeah. Look at that.
The shading on the...
He's shading. Oh, my gosh. And what's crazy, that's when it's open. That joint, when it's like just sitting around, is covered up.
Yeah.
Bro.
Snapped.
Bro.
Fucking fit to that shit.
Oh, my God. This dude.
The depth on the parachute is what makes it like just the shading. Like it looks like
it's so really it comes in like a what color? Like it comes in like gray or something.
It was a white, if I remember correctly. Like just regular white, stark white.
This I thought.
Yeah, but he painted that joint cream and then detailed it with other painting and then went in with the hand paint. Bro, oh my God, looks amazing.
And what suit is this?
This is the Marsai. This is the one I got recently. The Marsai, the unicorn version. Yep, the unicorn version.
And the backpack is on the front like that?
So that's actually the parachute pack from Zeta. So in Zeta Gundam, they have for entering the atmosphere, these suits need an atmosphere entry kit. And everything, all that extra stuff you're seeing on it is the stuff. Like the picture right below the one you were just on is, or next to it, is what it looks like normally, like in combat. It doesn't carry all that kit with it. But with all the one top one that we were at, it makes it look like a Call of Duty character because it has a crap ton of kit on it. But yeah, no, it looks sick. Bro, I can't. Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Oh, it comes in red.
Yeah, well, he didn't buy the premium Bandai version. He bought the old version. So he bought the old version of it and then just made it look amazing.
Yeah, this dude's pretty talented, man.
Dude, this dude's insane.
Yeah, this right here, tough.
And he has...
On the backpack of this, there's a whole bunch of custom work he did too.
Bro, this one snapped. This one was
like all that crazy. All that's custom work on the back.
Bro, he has only 900 followers. How? That's
crazy.
Dude, his Mark V?
His
Mark V made me embarrassed. I was like, there's no way. Because I was looking at the Naoki one. And then I looked at this and I was like, I think this is better than Naoki's. It might be. I gotta look at Naoki's again, but
yeah, he snapped on this. My shit's sitting in the box.
Right?
I'm not building it to my shit look better than that. No
lie. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm taking notes from this dude. Like I'm looking at his pictures and studying this shit. Like studying this stuff, sorry, excuse me. Yeah. Dope, man. I need to hit up Vulcan and see if he can hook me up because I need that kit now. It's a gun.
Jagan?
Yeah, that Stark Jagan, it's a Gunpla, and this dude both have just completed it and snapped it. And I was like, all right, I need it now. I was holding off, like, Austin, hold, but now I can't do it anymore. Now I need it.
GMT?
That's wild.
Gym Turbulence, the old Gym 1 Custom, the Gym Ground Type, and the Gym Sniper 2, just in green.
Now I might pick up that GM command.
Do it. Why are we at it? We're right here, dog.
Nah. Yeah. The Titans Lingworm. Oh, dude, the Garadoga underneath it, the unicorn version Garadoga, but it's in black with the sword on the chest.
Yeah, that's nice.
Look at he's right there, the dagger.
Yeah, the dagger. Yo. I kind of want to pick up that Garadoga too. The TR1. Titans Colors Combat. Dude, when I saw this, I lost it.
What's crazy is just like, for all we know, this might not even be painted. It just might be decaled and weathered.
True.
It matters. He makes it look good. That's what, you don't have to always paint your kits, I guess.
Dude, that looks great. And the hanger, too, looks amazing. This makes me want to build mine. But I'm still holding off to like get my extra part stuff in.
This is why I can't take a break, dog. I was telling Vulcan that today. Like he'll send me something. I said, yes, this is why, because it makes me want to go grab something, and like I gotta be as good or better, bro. I gotta do it now.
If I get that command, I might mess around and get this sniper with it too. Yeah.
If you want a gym sniper too, I have I believe, a full like 95% of one. So
what would be missing?
I think the shield, maybe, and that might be it. I gotta double check for you, because I have two boxes of Gym Sniper 2. One of them is kind of open, one of them I think I haven't even touched, and you can have that free of charge, of course.
Masquerade or high grade?
Masquerades. Come on, buddy.
Chill.
Who do you think, man? I am?
Who?
I'm kidding.
Come on, buddy. My fault, Austin.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
You got the Interceptor 2 up there, the one you were looking at. That's back in stock, too. RE-100.
Who does?
Back middle next to that ball. Next to the ball.
The gun cannon detector.
It's RE-100 kit that's just got re-released, too.
Mm-hmm. The gun cannon detector.
Also from Unicorn. It's blown to pieces on the shore.
Yep. Cooper, if hey man, your favorite thing, full mechanics, if you go all the way back at the top, that DJ, the black, the dark blue and the dark gray and blue.
Is that the
there you go.
Yeah. You there telling me that don't look better than some Master Grays out there?
Well, I mean, if this dude makes it, yeah. But also he made a Mara side that looks like better than any kid I've ever seen. So yeah. Dude, look at that.
If he put the Mars on the table, I'm picking my stuff and putting it back in the box.
I'm gonna put my stuff next to his just so I can take a picture and be like,
I'm just gonna swap the pamphlet.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah. I'll just take my name.
Swap the pamphlet.
Right there. Stand, hover around it. Yo, watch out.
Hey, hold on.
Be careful.
Start speaking Dutch.
Well, you know.
Speaking Dutch.
But you know, when people be lying, they always say something like, "Well, you know, anything other than the truth." Hey, is this you? You know, what can I say? Right.
Come on now.
Come on. What kind of question is that? A damn lie. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so good. That's the high grade. That's the high grade.
That's the Origins, right?
Yep, that's the Origins high grade.
Look at the line work in the leg, dog.
That color scheme, the line work, everything about it, perfection. What's crazy is, like, this dude, you don't see him at competitions. You never see him compete. You never see him do. He's just doing his thing. Plus, he's in the Netherlands. Oh, go ahead.
The love for the game.
Yeah. What's that ghoul say on Fallout? I do this shit for the love for the game.
I like that. Nice, gringy, dirty wing Gundam.
There you go. I got to build a wing kit, too. I got to build a... I have not built a wing kit in years.
Same. Last wing kit I built, I was in 11th grade. It was a Sandrock. Macerated, anyway.
I'm going to build that Verka.
The Wing Zero? I'm going to be right there behind you, buddy.
Got you.
Eventually.
Damn. I was like, should we group build that? But
shoot, now we gotta take our time with that, bro. And also this EX Gundam, bro. I got, man, I just can't take a break. I tried taking a break and I felt depressed.
I like what happens, aesthetic. Bro.
I like this aesthetic.
Yeah,
I wish my shit like that for one picture, and then it's back to
messy.
Back to the drawing board.
I cleaned it up, took a picture. The next day, paint this, that. Now it's whoa.
It was nice while it lasted.
Yeah, you took one picture and then.
I like this. I might have to get that from you, Austin.
All right, I got you.
That from you.
Now that shoulders and that shoulders are from the gym turbulence.
That's
from the gym. That. Never mind. That's from the Sniper 2. Yeah, no, this whole kit is from Sniper 2. Just the forearms are different. Okay, dope. And the chest is really easy. That's just a modification. You just cut out that middle plate, and you automatically make the chest into a three segmented. Design plate. Quick tip for everybody. Deleting part, if you look at the parts that you can delete, you can enhance your kit by just taking away stuff if you're not comfortable with plot plate yet.
Delete.
Yep, delete. Control alt delete.
That's great.
Look at the weathering on that too. That looks great. This is EX Gundam. Is EX or XS Gundam? Jesus.
Where's that at?
And it's not painted. I believe you keep scrolling down, I believe, where you're at. Yeah, it's near the bottom. Near the very, very bottom. Yeah, that's not painted. That's just weathered and top coated.
And it's just a little TLC. Take your kids to the next level, man.
That's it. And you got this too, Austin, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm looking at it right now. Hello.
It's time for you to do a. It's time for you to do a big boy kit. It's been a while, Austin. That was like your calling card. The big boy kits for a while.
I finished a big boy kit. The perfect strike was quite large.
That's but more I know it's agile. Not, that's like yeah. an agile. That's like
it's
an
not chunky. You want yeah. chunk? Yeah.
Whoa. Austin, third time I'm just the time, fella. You want to all right. You next time, dog. That's your last and final warning, man.
Okay.
hey, all yeah, right,
so
yeah.
we got the Virtue or the X EXS Gundam. Which chunkier?
Oof, Virtue's chunky as a bitch.
Yeah, but that EXS that box bigger.
I don't know, man. Now I want to do another group build.
See, we gotta finish the one we on.
We gotta finish the three we're doing.
We got you. Well, one of them, we gonna write it down. Yeah, big boy kits. You want to do big? Because I got the Penelope and the C. I've been kind of holding off on the dual pack.
What's big boy kits? Like hefty,
large, like kits that are one the box stocky. Is double wide. Yeah, the box is double wide.
Talk about the Gal Gygar is beefy. Does that count?
That box isn't stocky. As stocky as like the Virtue. Let's say the Virtue is like the entry level for stock. Because the Virtue box I'm looking at double wide and it's the smallest of the big boys. I have the Faz, the AXS, and the Virtue. I'm looking at all of them. That the Faz Sazabee box Master is Grade? Huge. The Sazabee Master Grade, the Psycho Zaku from Thunderbolt.
Oh my God.
Like we're talking about mass box. Like one like financial decisions are in question when you leave the store. Like that's what we're talking about.
Gotta start tackling his backlog, big dog. It's time to start. I was like, what about a Sinaju? The Sinaju, the same category as that strike he got back then. It looked big, it's agile. Nah, you have to
man, get. I tried that Freedom Gundam. I said, I got the frame done. This is nothing. 2 hours later, I got 8 more runners to chop up. I said,
oh, yeah. Yep.
Do you have any big boy kits?
What is it?
Big back kits? We're going to call it big back.
Big back. You don't like saying big boy all the time?
Yeah, I don't like saying big boy all the time. I don't like it. If I'm not talking about Outkast, I really don't like talking about big boy like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Unless it's a PG, it's only big, thick.
Whoa.
So
the delayed wool from Austin made it worse.
The only big back kit I have is a PG. Everything else is
whoa. That's like we stop admitting whatever you're doing. Like you can be putting something in the refrigerator.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. I mean a Gelgu kind of like chunk.
Yeah, the Gelgu is a pretty big master grade box. But is that because of the shield though?
This is
master grade. The thing is it's got big panels. Like
that's true. Little side skirts.
Yeah, they're pretty big. The inner frame's really beautiful, but you cover it up with
everything.
It's one of those ones where I kind of wish that it had clear parts in the kit, like you could see some stuff through it. That's one that looks good.
Is the Dom? No, that's standard colors, right? What is
that? The Master Grade?
Yeah.
Like recently, that's standard colors. It's purple and black.
Dom's pretty chunky.
I'm just trying to think about the black TriStar Doms.
Yeah, they're pretty chunky and they're quite tall.
What does the black TriStar Doms look like compared to the just Doms?
Speaking of large kits, did you guys know that?
My fault. Real quick, the black TriStar Doms is not a different color from the normal Dom.
Nah.
No. Black TriStars literally just have the logo on their chest.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Why did I think that the black TriStar colorway followed them like the red, like Char's red?
Because in the Origins, I think the prototype Doms had that color and they were the black TriStars and the Zakus had that color. So they're black.
Yeah,
TriStars.
Okay.
You're thinking that they're custom colors for it. But the Dom just came with those. Yeah. And in the original series. But also, speaking of big kits, did you guys know this? I did not know this. When RE1100 was originally launched, Bandai showed a list of kits that were originally going to launch with the kit. Did you know what kit was going to be launched in 1/100 scale?
No.
Like, it got canceled. The Kasee Gundam from Gundam Hathaway. That was going to be a 1/100 scale RE kit. And it wasn't going to be the movie version. It was going to be the original novel version. So blue, red, and white. It was huge.
I got a Hama Hama.
Yeah, they had the, yeah, that's right. They had the Hama Hama 1/100.
That's a big.
Is it really going to be 1/100 though? Because it, how much bigger is the Nightingale compared to the 1/100 to the real high grade? I don't think it's that much bigger, is it?
Nightingale is actually not as big as the Cassie. So if you hold a 1/44th in the new Gundam, the 1/44th new Gundam, which is actually quite a big kit, it stands about this tall. That new Gundam is actually out of scale anyway. But the Cassie, if you hold a 1/100 scale next to the Cassie, I think they said it was like four of those Gundams head to feet. It would sit on your desk as a statue. If you look at the Cassie Gundam size compared to like OG, like universe, like Amuro Ray's Arc 78, it's ridiculous.
Damn.
And that's around the time when they stopped making
bigger shoes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, you could do double Zeta.
I haven't. I finished. I finished mine. I have to just
see. You got one?
A Master Grade Double Zeta?
The Verkar?
Yeah, you have one?
Yeah, I got it. I won it for $5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could do that if you want to do a big boy suit.
Cooper, there's a Master Grade Double Zeta at Hobby Town. If you want to buy that, we could do it.
So what'd you do, Coop?
I got the Penelope in there. That's a big kit. It's 1/44 scale, but it's a big kit.
You want me to gift you the Virtue?
No, I can't.
Why? I only took the gun out of it. That's the only reason I got it. So I can have the rifle.
Because
we're doing Master Grades. Fuck.
Master Grades, yeah.
You want to do Master?
Damn. Yeah, we got to be Master Grades. We're doing Big Boys.
We then might as well go Perfect Grade at that point, Austin.
No, but there's only two. And every kid in Perfect Grade's big. It wouldn't matter which one you pick then. And each one of them isn't even that good. Or not good. They're quite old. I don't think what is the only new Perfect Grade in the past 10 years? What, five? Not 10. I don't want to say that far. But 8 years? 5 years was the PGU.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else after that was, I think, what, the Perfect Grade Perfect Strike, which was the upgraded version of the old.
It's really not that expensive. Mm-hmm. But we could freak. For what was it, 140? Zaku's Black TriStar Zaku PGs. We could.
They aren't that expensive.
They're not that expensive.
And right now they are pretty abundant.
They're paired in this one.
They're not too hard to assemble. There's apparently not a lot of parts in them either.
I heard it's not a lot of parts at all. I've seen it. Huh.
Could be. Someone would have to foot the bill though.
Not all the joking stop.
Now
you got real quiet.
Yeah, everybody's face really, all the smiles went away immediately.
All the joking and laughing stopped then. But no, I think a big suit, like a big kit would do. I can't think of big 1/100 scales though. Oh Lord, it will have to. Not unicorn, right? So we're talking probably about Zeon. You know, I mean, we're not going to make 85th MS Hanger mess with our minds because it is really nice excess Gundam. That's what got us down this road. All because Austin said he did a really good excess Gundam. And I'm like, God damn, that is good.
It does look good. I'm looking at mine too. And I'm just like, you know what's crazy? That has, I think, four screws in it or five screws in it. It comes with screws. It's an older kit. But oh, also, fun fact for anybody who doesn't know this, this was designed by Kotoki. This is secretly a Kotoki redesign of the XS Gundam. This is a Verkar kit, but it just doesn't have the Verkar box. This is technically a Verkar. Oh my God, that looks
so good. This right here should be in a magazine. That picture right there.
Right there, yeah. Dude, where did he take that shot? That backdrop looks amazing. Did he go outside?
It looked like he probably went outside. I wouldn't be surprised if he went outside and that was like steps or a wall.
Or I was thinking like maybe it's a parking lot, like one of those like multi-layer parking lots with that concrete. But also, fun fact, I guess Coop, you can elaborate on this. Backdrops are important for your shots, lighting and backdrops.
Lighting for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Backdrops you could probably finagle, depends on how you want your aesthetic to look, but the lighting is for sure
key.
Is absolute key. For sure though, Austin.
All right, I got you.
I need that, Jack.
I got you.
I was looking at it the other day. I was looking at a Hobby Town the other day because the box was messed up. And I was messing with Kenneth. I was like, you give me 15% off because of this box. For sure, you give me. Like, I don't crush my boxes up when I throw them in the back. like they ain't daggone pillage for some of this shit I use now.
You said I need a discount. It's beat up a little bit.
Shoot. Man. Yeah, man. Anytime you drop by, I will have the two boxes. I don't remember how much more I have in it, but it should be mostly inner frame. That way, if you ever mess up anything or if you want any longer, whatever, there it is.
Word. Now, is there another one that goes with this squad or is it just the command in this guy?
You mean the ones that use an inner frame or?
Well, in general, when it comes to
the Gym Sniper 2. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. The Rizel command.
That shit snapped my head. I was like, what the hell?
That's the Rizel, the D type. And it's a command type mixed with the D type, but General Rebel colors too, and it's the missile pack. Another Grail. Oh well.
They said, "Oh well."
No, Austin's gonna
say it like that. Austin,
it's gonna come around, Austin.
I literally the Rizel command type. I literally had to get from Japan. That junk's never getting reprinted, and it was in a back alley store.
At least you got it though.
Yeah, I know. At least I got it.
Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah, mom, pop, dad, especially. Happy Father's Day. Thank you. I love you. Mom, I love you too.
Austin, I'll give you that too. I see. I'm literally just bringing a suitcase.
Yeah, I'm
just to give stuff. Coop, your GM is going to be in there. Austin, your stuff. So throw it in there. And then
we'll make sure we got a timeout going on. Speaking of GM, because Austin, do you realize the GM is for the Hobby Town? I know we're doing a GM group build, but what are we doing? Because Austin is working on his, and I feel like I'm like late behind the game. Like, why is Austin working on his damn GM? Am I missing something here? Is this for Vulcan's thing? Because I can't take any more kits, man.
You got a Coop stressed out.
The truth comes out, right? He even broke down and instead he can't do it anymore, man. He cannot do this anymore.
There's so many kits. So many kits just roll. No, I think this is for Vulcan, if I remember correctly, right? But the only reason I'm building it is because I got an idea in my head of how I want it to look. And I was like, well, let me just capitalize on getting this at least to a place where I can now start to make it look, or at least get it to where I can customize it to the place where I want it to be.
Before Are you bringing this down there?
The gym?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I think I only want to bring the strike because it's done and I like it. But I might bring some other stuff. But I don't know. I don't think the gym's even going to be ready because I'm just once it get it to a point, it's going to be shelved until we actually do it together. Cooper just threw something on the ground.
Damn it!
I can't take this.
I can't take it anymore. I gotta this. Hobby Town competition really threw a wrench in my like.
You can remember you can bring something from ODO that didn't show the Hobby Town yet, right?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
I think
we got everything though because I only did the only brought the not Sinaju, sort of F Wu Face Shenlong, and the GMs. But I could definitely do.
CD, you might have to mail us back those Destinies.
I could definitely do the
I can if you need me to.
No,
I could
work.
I could work on the for GM Day. I could do the what you did giving me.
Oh, the Gym Sniper 2. Oh,
yeah. Sniper 2. Yeah, I'm my fault, fellas. Mom,
you're good. You're good.
Yeah, but the Gym Sniper 2, I could because I think that's in October, so.
Yeah, dude. Oh, whatever you come over, it's yours.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the other one I'm giving you. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's in August.
Your girls are just gonna see you like a bunch of kits.
Yeah, we're all coming back with suitcases full of different kits that we left with.
and a big one too. Pause. Like a big suitcase.
Yeah.
Big suitcase. Big suitcase. We'll see how everything works itself out.
Hey yo.
You got me wanting to work on that virtue. I might pop that open tonight.
Hey, Come on, Austin.
It's okay, Austin.
You don't need to work on every little thing, man.
I don't know. I have like 80 projects, and I'm supposed to take a break, but I don't want to no more. I don't want to. For those watching this, Juneteenth is just right around the corner.
Yeah. So
we're going to, I think USA Gundam has a 15% off sale on, oh no, that's because they're moving. A 15% off sale on USA Gundam, which. Which
they haven't got no Juneteenth sale.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah,
we're gonna have to talk to Vulcan, see if he can run a sale of Juneteenth.
To be fair, USA Gundam never said it was a June 15th sale. I think I kind of messed up that at the MP
theory. Don't matter. But
by proxy, it's their fault. but no, they have the 15% off sale, and they have all the paints, like the Gundam Aqueous paints. Which for the actual kits, which speaking of which, this do you guys maybe that's not the best way to say it, maybe I should say, do you guys feel more accomplishment from mixing your own paints to try and achieve the color that you want, or just buying the one straight out the bottle from the store?
I wouldn't know. What is it? A crazy man. I have no clue because I don't mix no paint.
I like being able to look at the color guide and know that I can mix it myself. When I get the color like what it's supposed to be, I like that sense of achievement. Like, oh yeah, I know my 10% plus my 10% plus this 40 plus this 30 is gonna give me the color I need.
Got you. Yeah, sometimes I think it's cooler that you can build and make a custom paint, and it may not be the same one that's in the box, but it might even be like a cooler color in the end. But ever since I started seeing these, like you can just buy the color that's with the kit, dude, I've just been scooping these up left and right. Like I'm going through almost all the Witcher Mercury color kits right now, and I'm going to use them on different kits just because I like the colors, like the purple on the Burger Pente. Like that purple looks great.
Probably put that purple on the High Nuke.
Oh, the High Nuke, yeah.
Like that flat purple.
Ooh, yeah.
Because you know the High Nuke sometimes looks good in that with that purple.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier. See, Cooper, we were talking about changing the blue on the RG High Nuke to purple, and ooh, you're right. That will look nice. That will look.
Don't get no ideas now, Austin.
All right, I might have to do that tonight too. What time is it?
Game time. And on that note,
5 a.m. Oh boy, we got plenty of time.
Well, we appreciate everybody who tuned in for this episode. I know this was kind of a more laid back episode. We got some more stuff coming down the line. Like we're talking about getting close to that 100 episode mark. We're like a few weeks out from that. We got to get ready for, well, I don't know about Austin, but I'm trying to get ready for the competition at Hobby Town. Then we got the Plamo competition with Vulcan Hobby. And then probably right around the corner from that, right? Usually about November, you got GBWC. That's it, man. The year going by quick. Halfway through the year.
We are hustling through this year.
My half birthday.
If you slap a percentage of what y'all want to do from the start of the year to now, what do you think y'all at percentage-wise? Are y'all 50%? Like, I wanted to knock. Austin, you're not the kind of guy, like, you gotta, like, build as you go, because you probably wasn't planning on doing that strike at the beginning of the year.
I wasn't. I'm a free spirit.
So yeah.
Same. I've only built one kit, not including the group builds that I planned to tell myself that I was going to build.
I'm about 25% done.
I'll say this. 25% done? All right. Guess what's up? I'll say this. I've built more kits than I was expecting to build this year. I thought I was only going to build three, and I am now that was February 5th was when I got my airbrush, and that's when the gym Moroccan front.
How many kits have you painted since February?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then a bunch of stuff that I haven't finished. Like I have stuff I have painted, I just haven't finished yet.
Yeah, and I think mine's is all chopped up and ready to go. So once I get in the groove of painting and knocking out these kits, like the hard part's over, right? The hard part is the part now I got to do is replicate what everything that's in my head onto the kit and onto the dial. The hard part of like pulling the kit out and cutting it up and cleaning, The most annoying part is Doug. For me. And so that's why I feel like this week of me just knocking out kits, hopefully, you know, just knocking, like, exactly, knocking out kits and not try to assembly line them, but making sure they get their proper due diligence when I'm going through and painting them, I feel like it's going to be really refreshing for me. So hopefully by next episode that y'all tune in, I can have something to show for at least the silver bullet. It all depends on if USA gets my painting in time. It's all, let me see. Let's check now. Shop.
I have a quick update. Boston is up 21 skunking the Dallas Mavericks. So
They're up by 21.
I just seen Jason Tatum hit a three. I'm gonna be mad if Jason Tatum gets Finals MVP though.
They said he won't. He's not been playing very well.
He hasn't. It should be
Jaylen Brown.
Yes, it should be him, which is crazy because he won Eastern Conference MVP. But you know,
if Jason Tatum wins, they everybody know he was snubbed. Brown was snubbed.
Oh yeah, snubbed. Yeah, it's 78-102 with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go. So,
if you're watching this in the future, type down how right or wrong we are. I'm playing. Right.
No, for real, do it. I'm trying to see if USA Gundam sent out my daggone.
Bro, my kit, my dream kit is coming tomorrow. I might just call out of work and just wait at home for it.
Like a kid.
Yeah, look out the window, just like, hey, mommy, it's here.
We leave next Wednesday. And every day this week, I've thought about, even though it's Monday, I already thought about not calling out.
Damn. Damn.
I've seen your writers for a trip was a thing. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Trip writers. I got it.
Austin, go ahead. Send us on home, brother.
All right. If you want to get any of the kits that we talked about, or maybe a kit that I have behind me, or any of these kits that these fine gentlemen are working on currently that are big boy kits, big boy.
Big, kits. Big back.
Big butter kits, but
a BBK.
Hey yo,
yo, that's wow, that is wild.
Oh lord,
yo, Cooper, what?
There's a BBK.
Let me get a BBK.
Bro. You got it. Show them where you get it from.
I don't. Well,
I don't know.
You can get. You can. I don't.
You can get large kits from.
Check out VulcanHobby.com for kits for all the kits, including those that we will not repeat. that you want. Remember to use Undergated 10 for 10% off your order. Remember that once again, that's VulcanHobby.com. They are a proud sponsor of the show. We really appreciate them for everything that they do for us. CD.
Hey yo, once you get those big bat kits, go ahead and paint them with SMS paints, lacquer base, spray as you go, drop it in the gun, shoot. Use code Chloe's dad. Get 10% off at the SMS website. Link is in the bio. Amazing paints.
Amazing paints. And for some tools, use code COOP10. They get 10% directly off with gun primer. That's for their balancers. There, you could get some glazes for your BBKs. You could get
got to sand down the BBKs.
Yeah, you got to get all that. So you have the gritta for some deepening out those panel lines for your kits, right? So gun primer makes
deepening out BBKs. It sounds crazy. Yeah, deepening out BBKs sounds crazy.
That's Coop 10 directly with gun primer.
Whoa.
Have some fun, people. Enjoy. Life is too short. You never know when. You never know where. You just know it's going to happen eventually.
You never have enough time.
Exactly. Enjoy your time while you can. Seriously. Take that day off. You know how Austin was just joking? Oh, might do it. Treat yourself. That might even boost your morale just 10%. Right, if you want to take a day off and chill and build kits or watch TV or wait for a kit to come in, do it. Treat yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Unless you're like right at, don't get yourself fired now.
Right.
Don't get yourself fired.
I mean, I was listening to the Undergated Network. I haven't been to work in 2 months. Can you believe they fired me?
What a fool.
Yeah, sorry.
Enjoy your time, people. I'm Coop. That's CD. That's Austin. 168 more hours from now, we got a new episode next Wednesday.